Repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My eyes work.
My eyes work.
My ears work.
My ears work.
And even my heart.
And even my heart.
It works.
It works.
And it understands.
And it understands.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
What he's prepared for tonight.
What he's prepared for tonight.
Just for me.
Just for me.
It was a very strange morning, and I heard loud and clear Ezekiel chapter 11. I kept hearing 11, 11, and I said, Lord, which one? So we're going to Ezekiel chapter 11. And there was a very strong press to understand about hearts. So you would, yeah. Are you ready? Verse 18 of chapter 11 is where we're going to just focus on, and then I'm not sure where we're going to go from there, but 18. They will return to it and remove all its vile images and detestable idols. 19. I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them, and I will remove from them their hearts of stone.
Amen.
And give them a heart of flesh. When God wants to stress something, and he decides to use maybe a sledgehammer to wake us up, he's really looking that we have a focus on ourselves, trying to adjust ourselves. And the Lord said, would you just quit?
Come.
Would you just relax? I've got a plan. I will give them an undivided heart, and I will put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their hearts of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Notice verse 20, because the fruit from that surgery. Then they will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. They will be my people and I will be their God. But as for those whose hearts are devoted to their vile images and detestable idols, I will bring down on their own heads what they have done, declares the sovereign Lord. You say, well, that's part of the promised return. If you back it up and you kind of look at what he's trying to tell us, I want you to kind of skip back to verse 5. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and he told me to say, this is what the Lord says. That is what we are saying, O house of Israel, but I know what is going through your minds. So in case you don't believe that he is knowing what's inside of us, I forget to tell you that he's definitely from the inside looking out. You have killed many people in this city and filled its streets with the dead. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. The bodies you have thrown there are the meat, and this city is the pot. But I will drive you out of it. You fear the sword, and the sword is what I will bring against you, declares the sovereign Lord. I will drive you out of the city and hand you over to foreigners and inflict punishment upon you. You will fall by the sword, and I will execute judgment on you at the borders of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord. This city will not be a pot for you, nor will you be the meat in it. I will execute judgment on you at the borders of Israel, and you will know that I am the Lord, for you have not followed my decrees or kept my laws, but have conformed to the standards of the nations around you. Now, as I was prophesying, Pelatius, son of Benaiah, died. Then I fell face down and cried out to the Lord in a loud voice, "Ah, sovereign Lord, will you completely destroy the remnant of Israel?" So he's concerned. The word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, your brothers who are your blood relatives and the whole house of Israel are those of whom the people of Jerusalem have said they are far away from the Lord. This land was given to us as our possession. Therefore say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, although I sent them far away among the nations and scattered them among the countries, yet for a little while I have been a sanctuary for them in the countries where they have gone. Therefore say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, I will gather you from the nations and bring you back from the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you back the land of Israel again. How clear do you want it? It is so absolutely clear that this prophecy is actually now. It's not 100 years from now, it's now. So get ready. They will return to it and remove all their vile images and detestable idols. Has that happened yet? No. But that doesn't mean it won't. I will give them an undivided heart, and I put a new spirit in them, and I will remove from them their hearts of stone. You know, I believe that that's a double-edged sword, that it works for the church as well as. Because you've got many people in the churches that have hardened their own hearts. They've got their own agenda. And they're not interested in doing and listening to what the voice of the Lord is saying. They're looking at Israel with a critical eye. They're looking at everybody that is, you know, not maybe conformed to what they believe it should be, that Christianity has their own little package. And the Holy Ghost is saying, sheep, right? Sheep. So he's not interested in destroying them, like many church leaders from different denominations can't stand each other. And I saw that for myself in Israel, and so did you. So is it only for Israel, or is it also for all of the Israelites? Yeah. So you have some people that you spoke about that they think they've got the whole package to put together, and they believe what they believe, and they've hardened their hearts. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, God, those are not the exiles alone of Israel. These are the exiles inside the church. Those that have not been honest with themselves that they need more. They're satisfied to accomplish a certain set of rules and regulations, and they're conformed into that space. They believed and have hardened inside and have said, hey, I don't need what you got. I'm not interested in speaking in other tongues. I'm not interested in having words of knowledge, or what if I have a dream? It doesn't really mean that God is talking to me. But it is the way he speaks. He does have that gift in all of us available for us to use. And it's not because I'm trying to conform everybody to one particular pattern. I'm saying, Jesus said, wait, and I will release my spirit. He wasn't kidding. It wasn't make-believe. And how many stayed out of 500? 120. Yeah. So 120 had hearts of flesh. That's what I see. 120 said, we're going to do it your way. Out of 500, Acts chapter 1, check it out. Acts chapter 2 verifies it. Only those that were really committed to him got what was prepared. It was available to 500 or 5,000 or 5 million. Are we going to make the same mistake again? Are we going to think that maybe our hearts need to stay where they're at and focus on where we are and how we believe we've got it all? I don't think we've got hardly anything. We're just at the starting point of what the Holy Ghost has available to us. So if you're satisfied with today's deposit, if you're satisfied with today's deposit, you better pray. You better look to the one who's got this whole package ready. And are you going to be one of the 120 or one of the 500 that walked away? 380 walked away. That's a lot of walkaways. You know, and are they still in exile? I believe they did. They may have woke up later on. But chances are, when you harden your heart, it's going to take some doing in order to change you. How many of you have ever had attitude problems? Thank you. How long does it take before that attitude gets changed or adjusted or molded? Sometimes it may take years, okay? Because we're stubborn.
No.
Confession, Kim's stubborn, okay? And we all get stuck in this place that we think we've got it. And that's not godly thinking. Holy Ghost is needed for the Israelites, but it's needed for us. Holy Ghost is needed to invest in us what he's prepared and not to miss the boat. I'm not satisfied with a deposit. I want the whole package. Who had the whole package? Jesus had the whole package. He sent a little bit of his spirit. He said, I'm going to give you a deposit. And everybody gets happy with a deposit. It's like saying, okay, I'm going to give you the four wheels to your car. Go home with the four wheels. Tell me how happy you're going to be when you start up that vehicle and there's no motor. No battery, no lights, no horn, and no transmission. You know, I want the whole thing. I didn't buy just the wheels on my car 2 years ago. I bought the whole car. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, close your eyes right now. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Give me a new attitude tonight.
Give me a new attitude tonight.
Soften my heart.
Soften my heart.
Make it a heart of flesh.
Make it a heart of flesh.
And I don't want to taste.
I don't want to taste.
The judgments. That the Israelites faced.
That the Israelites faced.
And tasted.
And tasted.
And some are still in it.
And some are still in it.
Teach me. To be humble. And to be teachable.
And to be teachable.
So that I can get the rest of the package.
So that I can get the rest of the package.
I want to drive home with a whole car.
I want to drive home with a whole car.
Not just the wheels. I give you praise tonight. To give me that hunger.
Created
in me.
Because
I've not got enough.
And I'm not satisfied yet.
I want it all.
If it was for Jesus,
then it's good enough for me. Amen?
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
That's all I got. I want to give you an announcement. We have an international accelerated missions That's Pastor Jay's church having divine encounter, April 26th, 27th, 28th. That's not May, that's April. And so I know that there's at least two or three that are going to be going on Friday morning. But the available information is right here. And you don't have to pre-register if you don't want to. You can register when you get there. On Thursday, it starts at 6 p.m. And there's going to be some invited guests. A gentleman from, well, I'm not going to give you all the details. You can read it for yourself. I'll leave it on the altar so that you can look and get information.
It is $20 for the day if you go.
Yeah, it's $20 for the day if you go for the day. I'm planning to go for Friday, and it's Bill Vanderbush that's there. He's a pastor for 25 years, and Ed Watts is an apostolic leader from Gateway Hope Center, or House of Prayer and Equipping Center, Flint, Michigan. So that's kind of cool. So keep that in mind, and if you want to go, obviously, we can definitely try to see if we can get as many people as we have available to go for that day. If you want to go for more, well, that's up to you. I know for me, that's one day is what I was able to do last year, and I was very happy because the byproduct was getting to meet
Susan
O'Mara. Why do I keep calling her Sarah? Sarah keeps coming into my mind. I don't know why. But be blessed. Share some hugs with each other.